latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are the latest Newcastle headlines. Rafael Benitez feels he now has the strength and depth required to challenge for automatic promotion. The club signed 12 players this summer, which closed the deadline, of course, on Wednesday night with the £30 million sale of Moussa Sissoko to Tottenham. Benitez's side sit fourth in the Championship. He was keen to have two players covering every position. The Spaniard now feels his squad is balanced and competitive. He's happy, he said. Everyone can see we needed more offensive players, more creativity. With Matt Ritchie, Mohamed Diame and Dwight Gayle to create chances and score goals. Of course, we've added Daryl Murphy. That gives us an option up front. We also have Christian Atsu, an attacking winger, as well as Ashraf Lassar and Deandre Yedlin, who are attack-minded defenders. We've strengthened in other areas. Jesus Gámez, Kieran Clark, Grant Hanley, Matt Sells will increase competition at the back, and Isaac Hayden will do the same in the middle. Competition in each position can only be good for the team. While Moussa Sissoko spoke out on his exit, he said he only wanted to sign for Tottenham and said a move to Everton was never on the agenda. Well, Sissoko, speaking in L'Equipe, said, I never went to Everton. It's funny, I was watching TV and I saw that a deal had been done with Everton and I'd signed for them, but I was in London waiting to sign for Tottenham. It is true that Wednesday was quick and it happened in the last hours, but the bottom line, it's done and I've finalised my transfer to Tottenham. I knew the club wanted me and I trust my agent to do the job from start to finish. Rafa Benitez also revealed he had to let Adam Armstrong join Barnsley because he couldn't guarantee him first-team football. England under-21 started a loan spell at Coventry last season, scoring 20 goals in 40 games. He was expected to push for a start at St James's, but of course, with the manager splashing out big money on bringing in new strikers, he said, I agree, Adam's a good player, but he's a good ability, exciting for the future. That's why I've given him a new contract, but we could see that in the future it can be important, but at the moment he's young, not so much experience. The best thing for him is to go on loan to a club where he'll play regular.